Let me give my my two very important guests back. Just take a second. Hopefully, anyway. Steven? Is Steven's there, right?
Hello, yes.
Welcome back. I'm not sure what happens there. Sometimes when we go on break, I see another desktop from another computer showing up in Skype. Do you ever see that, or is it just me?
That was the first one for me.
Wow. Huh? There's hilarious.
Hi.
Do you see that other desktop?
Yeah, I saw it. It happens on my show. That's the way they're helping us with the breaks, from what I understand. I actually picked up, I hope that's okay. I know you have a producer, but I picked up you as you were calling in. So if I need to hang up and you need to recall or call in again.
Yeah. So you're in control then?
I guess, in the illusion of, yeah.
I like that.
Wow, yeah.
How have you been?
Just doing fine. Doing some research. How are you doing?
Research is good. Very, very good. I started out at the beginning of the show talking about Trump's little meeting in Michigan. I don't know if you heard about that, Solaris. Did you hear about that?
Is that just today?
No, it was just a couple days ago.
Okay, go ahead and fill me in.
Okay. There was this massive rally in western Michigan where 140,000 people showed up. But there were only 15,000 people, only 15,000 seats in the arena. And it was a great speech. It was on C-SPAN. If you'd listen to it, it was just another one. It was like the State of the Union address. It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time the president talked about the tax cuts, our energy independence. You know, we're not dependent on any other nations for oil now or natural gas. Did you know that? I didn't.
That's great. Good news, yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. The Mueller investigations, there's no Russian collusion, which I think is fantastic. After 2 years and millions of dollars being spent, there is no Russian collusion found. So it seemed to me more like a witch hunt than anything else. What do you think, Solaris?
Okay, you're breaking up.
Am I breaking up?
I can't hear you, Mark.
Really?
If anybody else can. Yeah, you were.
Well, can you guys hear me? That was strange.
Okay.
Is that better? Can you hear
me?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. See what happens.
Hey guys, this is Nighthawk.
How you doing?
Not too bad. That share screen thing, we did send a memo out. I guess you're not in the list.
I was paying attention.
Okay. Anyway, paying attention helps. That share screen thing is actually your back-end producers trying to make sure you can hear the breaks.
All good.
All right. That's what that is, the share screen, because with the new Skype, you can't just share audio. You have to share the whole damn thing. So actually what you're looking at in that share screen is Studio A. Everything that's going on there. So I just want to let you know that, so I didn't see, so you didn't think the men in black were coming to.
I thought they were coming for us, man.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
All right. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Am I still echoing?
No, you're fine.
I'm fine now. Anyway, I was talking about the rally in Michigan, and anyway, we have no Russian collusion. We have a booming economy. We have the lowest unemployment rate in years, especially among blacks, Hispanics, and Asians. ISIS is completely defeated. We don't hear about that. You don't hear about any of these things, do you?
Mm-mm.
We don't hear about none of this from the mainstream media.
Yeah, he's doing a fabulous job.
He is. He's really doing a fantastic job. And all the hate. There's nothing but hate.
Right. Well, it's treason, in my opinion. It's not even hate anymore. It's sabotage. We touched on that before, but it literally is the sabotage of the United States. These people are committing high treason, whether they're aware of it or not. It's still an attempt to take down this country.
What do you?
And it's spreading the type of lies they were spreading for how many years? And all the disruption they caused?
Well,
with this whole
years,
Russia
at least
hoax?
2 years. At least 2 years, which is terrible. So anyway, I guess CNN, MSNBC, NBC, they have very low ratings.
Good.
And I'm glad of that, too. Have you heard about Adam Schiff?
Well, I know what he is. What did he do lately?
He was one of the driving forces behind the whole Russian collusion investigation.
Yep. He's still at it, too, from what I understand.
Well, they're asking him to step down from his position.
Good. I think they should give him an ultimatum. He either steps down or they'll charge him for treason. How's that sound?
I think that sounds great.
I think that's what they should do from now on. Just clean out the whole area.
I do, too. John
Brennan. Mercy. You know, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. They're going to find an alternative.
What a strange world we live in. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a very good president. In fact, maybe the greatest president in our history. And Trump has been attacked by the fake news media that's really controlled by the deep state. And the reckoning for the deep state, their day of reckoning may be coming soon, but I hear there are some of these indictments. Now, I'm always skeptical about these things. But there's, people.
Well, I've been hearing about those for years. What I will say is that I feel like whatever's going to happen is going to happen behind closed doors, behind the scenes, and nobody's going to know about it, not even all the stuff you hear on Twitter and Q and all this and that. So,
well, do you think it'll all be?
I think it's going to go behind the scenes. Yeah, I think it's going to go black, but it will happen. Something will. I'm not sure what.
That's very
He's got to do something.
Stephen, what do you think of all this? You're kind of laid back and isolated and...
Well, taking it all in, yeah. Just trying to maintain my neutral stance and just trying to take it in and see what I think he is getting a raw deal. I mean, every time I look at the news, it's just never positive. And
it's a never ending. It's just continually negative.
I feel bad for the guy. Can you imagine living in that?
Oh, I can't.
It's high stress.
I cannot imagine. My God.
That's pressure.
Everything he does is just under a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
He's very healthy. I mean, at his age, being handling that kind of pressure.
Well, knock wood on that one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure they're not wishing for that. You know, they've even had people doing bad rituals for him. You know, it's just unbelievable. But everything they do to negate him seems to be overrun. So that part's good.
I'm amazed that he's come this far, that he's done this well. What's the deal with Ann Coulter? She used to be a pretty good conservative voice. Now she's anti-Trump, too.
I'm not sure what's going on with her at all, but I don't give her much clout.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about either.
Sounds like somebody who missed a promotion and is scorned or something. Who knows?
It's hard to say. I really, really don't know. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and we touched on this when we chatted last, Solaris, is a little bit about Obama, because we had 2 years of this investigation for Trump that didn't go anywhere. But we have all these issues with Barack Obama. For example, Frank Marshall Davis, who was a member of the Communist Party, the CPUSA, a propagandist in Chicago and Hawaii. Many people say that he is the true father of Barack Obama. He was his close friend for many years. And the FBI had Davis under investigation and surveillance for 19 years. They had a 600-page FBI file, and he was considered a security index A, which means that if there was a national emergency, they would just go arrest him.
Very interesting.
This was Obama's main influence while he was growing up. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the one thing that I question about the Meyer material, because the Meyer material is very pro-Obama, which I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
You know, that's very strange. So, anyway, the guy, his name is Joel Gilbert, who's done a lot of good research on this. You might want to get him on the show. I might try to get him back. Mm-hmm. But Barack Obama, his father may have been Frank Marshall Davis. Now, this is a true reason to have an investigation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and the one thing about Obama is that he's always been covered by the CIA. He was groomed, in my opinion.
He was.
By the CIA. So literally, he's got a get-out-of-jail-free card. He'll never get apprehended. In my opinion, I think it's going to take a lot to get him.
Yeah.
Even though he's a culprit behind so many things. And in my opinion, one of the main players behind this whole game board that's been going on since President Trump's been elected.
Well, Joel Gilbert made the argument that Ann Dunham, who was Barack Obama's father, had an affair with his Frank Marshall Davis, in that Barack Obama was the love child. And his real father wasn't from Kenya or wherever. He was this communist guy, Frank Marshall Davis. The father of Ann Dunham was in the CIA. So it was, you know, in Barack Obama's family.
So it was, yeah, so he was tagged as a child?
Yeah, he was.
You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
If you're born into those families, or even if you're an in-law, you're still going to be indoctrinated, not even discreetly, into their program. You can't, you cannot escape them.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So, I've had a couple guests on to talk about him, that his birth certificate was a forgery. For example, Sheriff Joe Arpaio said the long-term birth certificate was a computer-generated forgery. People talk about the layers. You can see the Adobe Photoshop layers in there. Jerome Corsi wrote a book on the whole subject. And so why not have an investigation about him?
Mm-hmm. I think he needs to be looked at. There's no doubt about it. That's absolutely just the tip of the iceberg anyway. What you've noticed with what's happened with President Trump is just the tip of the iceberg.
What about Hillary and Bill?
Oh, well, they need to be looked at. Obviously, they need to be apprehended, in my opinion. But it's one of those things where it's not going to happen unless people who actually have the authority are going to go in and actually do something about it. I think President Trump can do that. But in my opinion, I think it's going to have to be behind the scenery. He's going to have to give them an ultimatum.
It's very interesting to see this all pan out. Mm-hmm. You know, what about the drug running in MENA, Arkansas, with Bill and Hillary? I mean, that's what the whole
corruption
thing was. That's the whole reason they put Roger Stone. That's the only reason he's in court right now, they may end up in jail, is because he wrote the whole story in that book, Clinton's War on Women.
Well, I think it was more than that. I think it has a lot to do with the election of President Trump, too.
And that, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a double whammy. They want to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah. They're going after anybody who could be basically a contributor to reelecting President Trump. If you notice, they went after Alex Jones. They went after Roger Stone. They're going after the hard hitters, the ones that actually had a lot to do with him getting elected, in my opinion. So, yeah, you're going to see that more and more. They're taking out the competition.
They are.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, you got any comments?
Not right now. Yeah, just thinking about what you guys are talking about and what's coming up here for the election. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting times for the country.
Is the election in 2020? No. Is it? Is that the case?
I believe it is.
Oh, my God.
I think that's when you're going to see all the campaigning, yeah.
My goodness.
That's when the circus really comes into town.
The circus comes to town.
You know what? It's just going to be chaos in motion. I tell everybody to take their surfboards and just ride.
Ride
as high as you can. So, ride the higher dimensions. Let's put it that way, because it's going to be nasty.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if Hillary tried to go again?
She's not going to. They have too many other clowns trying to run now. And they're trying to mix it all up and be politically correct. And it's just a joke. If you look at the Democrats, they're laughable.
AOC. She's going to run, probably.
No, she's not. She's too young, if I'm not mistaken, isn't she?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Is there an age limit?
A couple centuries before she decides to run for president. What lifetime that will be.
Who's the guy? I can't even remember his name at all. Geo, they call him, I don't know. Beta, or...
All of this. I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about?
It's not Beto. I forget
Beto. That's his name. Beto. Yeah. That's it.
I like that.
That guy is a trip, too. So,
Basically, they're a sad excuse for any type of president.
And they'll probably get half the votes. It'll probably be close again.
If they get any votes at all, it'll be because they're stealing them or stuffing ballots, doing what they did the last time when they were cheating. And then they really do need to watch this election like a hawk.
I know.
Because they were just stealing and stealing and flipping numbers and flipping machines, and that's got to stop. So
you know what's a trip is that I think it's big tech. That's our biggest threat.
Well, it's the misuse of technology. It's always been like that. You have to watch the cyber warfare departments. I know that.
The YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, they are going to be the threat on our freedom of speech. They already
are. That's already been going on for a while now. Yeah. Well, and also I think President Trump's had a meeting. I don't know how that's going to go with Google and all these other areas, but maybe they'll chill out a little bit. Who knows? But I think what you're going to run into is a template that's going to be similar to Google and one that will be similar to Facebook eventually down the road. If this gets to the level it becomes banning of all patriots and people who are conservatives or a different point of view than the far left, And I think you're going to see different organizations surfacing that'll take over and be more neutral, which is what we need. And just get rid of them. Let them go belly up. Let them go bankrupt.
There you go.
That's the solution.
Do you think they will?
Yeah, of course, if you have another avenue.
There's entrepreneurs that'll make a buck off of that for sure. You know,
I mean, I hope so.
I don't understand why these people who aren't really computer savvy don't go out there and just do it. You know, if I was really, really adept in that area, I would just go and build my new template and start saying, let's roll. Mm-hmm. Take it away from them. Take their platform away. They're trying to take everybody else's, right?
Opportunity knocks.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
To you, it will happen. That's the alternative. You know, it's always the same. It's as if there's an abuse of power. People go to another area. They'll just move to another location.
I would love to see a replacement for YouTube go up.
YouTube is weird. I'm a ghost on YouTube anyway, so that's fine.
You know, to me, Facebook has gotten very strange. I can't
really post except for my radio shows and maybe some pictures here and there.
Yeah, I cannot seem to. I don't know. I just get this bad feeling whenever I'm on.
I think you've mentioned that before, and I still say that they've been running some strange transmissions through the signals on the computer.
Really?
So that it's not necessarily hitting you in a sense of mind control, but it's hitting you in a sense of just not feeling good energetically because of the hive associated and the algorithms. Yeah. That's just my own impression of it.
No, that's very interesting. I think you should elaborate on that. Do some more, I don't know, what research.
Well, I mean, that's just my assessment. It's just the way I notice it because the frequency definitely has changed. The vibration. It has nothing to do with the people.
So you've noticed that too.
Yeah, but I noticed this not years ago. I'd say maybe 6 or 7 months ago, I've noticed some things going on with the mainstream and also with live radio on the internet.
Oh, is that
and especially
right?
If I do a live interview with a video on, forget it. Big problems.
Like you feel this unhealthy energy.
There's a lot of transmission coming through. There's a lot of things that are going on, in my opinion, that are algorithm-oriented. I don't want to say artificial intelligence and not people-oriented, but something technological that's happening.
Hmm.
At least for me, but you have to realize where I've been, too. So.
I totally get it. I totally get it. I sense it, too. I just didn't know if anybody else was.
Well, I think even today, if you go outside, everything's changing. The perimeters of the world are changing. Have you noticed the environment or atmosphere has changed? Everything's changed.
I know we've had a lot more trees than usual die out here. And I noticed that some of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources guy have cut some trees down. Now, some of them I can see that, you know, the center of the tree has been hollowed out. So something's, you know, that tree is basically dead. But in other cases, it seems like they cut down trees that really didn't need to be cut down. And we've had a lot of companies,
they did that here.
Particularly utility companies, that have cut down.
Well, they do it. Well, they say it's for mitigation, sometimes for fire. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time it's to sell. It's logging. And also it's for their own signals and also for broadcasting and antennas.
It's very, very interesting.
They have around here. It's changed quite a bit where I'm at. I can't even recognize it hardly anymore.
It's very depressing to me to see.
Well, they're destroying everything that really works, and they're building it with something that just doesn't function properly.
Well, I wanted to talk, speaking about, you know, what's happening in the world and what is going on with this whole new world order. And I think the authorities in the world, they want to transform the lower class into a group of androgynous human beings. So the elite want to create two main groups in our society. This is just me. This isn't the Meyer material. The first group is the elite upper class, composed of about 1% of our population. The second group is the main body of the population, which will be about 99% of the people who they hope, their plan is that this group, this lower class, will have no gender, no rights, almost no ability for any independent thinking. And the lower class will have no sex. They will move to recognize the transgender person. This is a slow psychological preparation, I think, to move most people's minds, most people into being androgynous. So I think the elite, they are brainwashing the public. And that's why we're hearing all this information about all the multiple gender pronouns, the they and the z and the...
They're fragmenting the psyche. It's psychological operations. There's no doubt about that.
And you sent me a link about this movie where they do just that, don't they?
Gattaca. Yeah, Gattaca's a great film if you haven't watched it. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have.
Depressing?
It's awesome. I think it's an excellent film. It was underrated, but it does cover a lot of the genome programs and kind of touches on the transhumanism, but it is about classes and engineering and upgrading people at the DNA level. So yeah, it's a good film.
Can you watch that on YouTube?
Yeah, you should be able to. You can pay for it. I think they're going to charge you $2 or something, but it's still worth it.
Interesting. So, and it's funny how they tell us what they're going to do to us through Hollywood, don't they?
Well, in my case, it wasn't through Hollywood. Mine was through experience. But yeah, a lot of the time they do spoon feed people with information, but they give you what they want you to hear and listen to. And a lot of it is a censored version, a watered down version of really, you know, what's really happening behind the scenery. So once again, it's all deception. It's perception management. And, no doubt about that one.
And we're hearing, like I said, about the multiple gender pronouns, but also young boys are now given female hormones and young.
It's ridiculous. Kids don't even know what they are. You know, they're little, they don't understand. They have to grow up. Let them be in their bodies and get used to their bodies as they grow and evolve. And if they're older and they decide they want to change their body for whatever reason, then maybe they can do that. But literally, it's so insane right now. This push is psychotic.
It is.
And I've said it a billion times over. It's social engineering, but it's a deformed version. It's undermining what we really are as whatever you want to call us, you know, life forms, bioelectric beings, but makes no sense to me whatsoever. And I still think through my own analysis that a lot of people, without judgment, I say this, have issues on a psychological scale that are feeling all of a sudden after 40 years, they want to become another sex.
That's
something's
weird.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Something traumatic has happened to them where they have to shift.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it doesn't make any sense to me why you would want to do that. Now, I guess they're trying to indoctrinate children at a young age. So, you know, little kids don't know. My goodness, you could tell them they're going to become unicorns. They don't know.
So when did Bruce Jenner become Caitlyn Jenner? He was in.
You know, it seems to me like he started that whole wave of social engineering and that kind of activity. And how many years ago was that? Was before President Trump was elected?
My goodness.
Was it?
Yeah.
But do you remember how it was like this big deal? Like it's just some big deal. Why was it a big deal? Really? Why?
It should be a personal thing, right?
Yeah, it's a personal thing. It's a private thing. It's like getting implants, breast implants.
Yeah.
Do I go advertise? Not that I have any. But you know what I'm saying? What's the big deal? Why was it so publicized, right?
It was part of the brainwashing.
Like the biggest circus ever. Yeah, whole Kardashian scene. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, do you guys know anybody that gives a damn about that? I mean, I don't know one person.
That's true, exactly.
It's a strange world we live in, I tell you.
Well, it has to be observed, and I observe it with a parallax view. As a deformity and something that just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
And you know what's weird is the transgender boys are being allowed to compete against the girls. I still don't think that's fair. I know that women can hold their own. This is no.
Well, we had that discussion too. And the one thing is, you know, if you have to take, I guess you have to take certain shots for the rest of your life or hormones in order to maintain your sex.
Right.
And you don't take those and you're back to where you were. Well, how is that going to be legal in a competition? Where you're competing against a woman, but if you don't take what you need to take to make yourself be a woman, you're not qualified. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make any sense. And as you know, I've always taught, you know, martial arts, and I've competed in women's advanced kickboxing back in the day, and I've said it before, I've always went after and trained with the biggest men I could find in order to be able to kick ass on females, because I figured if I could hold my own with a male, I certainly can do that against a female and better. And it did work.
Mm-hmm.
The whole concept behind that is, you don't expect to win a fight with a male, but you expect to at least to hold your own as a woman, as a black belt. I'm just speaking black belt general.
Oh, yeah.
But when you get down to what they're doing with competition right now, where these people are obviously bigger, they're obviously stronger, and they're competing, I don't think that's fair.
No,
I personally don't think that's fair.
I don't.
But that's just me.
But anyway, I think this is all the pushing of the gay rights, I think, is a little bit scripted.
I don't care if people are gay. You know, it's their thing. I've had friends that were gay in the past. That's their deal. It's basically, look at me, I want special privileges because I'm me, and that's got to go. Everybody should just be treated equally, okay? I don't have a problem with that. But this whole idea about deforming and twisting and turning everything and socially engineering people and then being persecuted if you don't agree with them is absolutely insane. It's the horde mentality, but the horde is illiterate. The horde is not educated, and we don't follow uneducated people in the society. At least America shouldn't, especially the leaders of America. We're supposed to be setting the example, not lowering our IQs.
That's why it was so good. It was so good to listen to Trump. It was just so...
He's refreshing because he's straightforward. He doesn't pull any punches. He's honest.
He doesn't, man. He just...
No, and neither do I. And I guess that's why I can resonate with what he's saying.
He called...
Because we see through the game.
He called Adam Schiff a pencil neck, which... He did.
That guy's more than that. That guy's an insidious SOB. I think he should get into the covert torture programs and then start marking these people for extradite, you know, or whatever you need to do to get them. it's global, so you've got to get all these people. So, I think he should start going after that. I think he should go after the departments that are deploying the covert torture.
Maybe they'll go after Jesse Smollett, too. Because
oh, yeah, that's another one that just skated away because of what?
Obama? His connections, I think, maybe to Obama. Maybe.
That's what they were saying. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, that makes no sense whatsoever. You know, if people have a hoax like that to that degree, they don't skate away. That surprised me very much.
Very
much. And
that shows
the level of corruption we're dealing with. It's transparency, all right. It's transparent corruption. It's kind of like people saying, we're going to do this, and we're criminals, and we're the big organization, criminal syndicate, and you can't do a thing to stop us. That's exactly what they're doing, and that's exactly what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. So,
at least the way I see it.
So we're seeing the removal of sex. We're seeing the removal of the family, the ending of normal childbirth, and I think eventually children will be brought in by artificial insemination, test tube cloning.
I think that's down the road. I think you're looking at 2050, 2060.
I think you're right.
That. Because right now, we're dealing with an invasion, right? So what they're going to have to do, what they're trying to do is, in my opinion, eradicate the smart, intelligent beings who are here.
Yeah.
And then try to replace it with their slave race, which is what you're describing to some degree.
Yeah.
And that slave race is certainly not capable. Why would they want to upgrade that slave race? There's no reason to. Right. They want to keep them dumb. They want to keep their IQs low. You know, seriously, I hate to say it. And it might sound cold. I'm not trying to be. I'm just looking at it on an analytical level and observing it. But that's what I see.
I agree.
You want your slaves smarter than you so that you can, so they can run their own company and be independent as entrepreneurs? I don't think so.
You know, that movie that you sent me the link to, what's it called again?
Gattaca.
Gattaca. Do they talk about this slave race at all?
They talk, not to that level, but yeah, I would watch it if I were you. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay. It's an excellent movie. It's one of my favorites, actually.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, it's really good. Good soundtrack, too.
So
That's for everybody listening to.
Oh, so I think eventually they'll remove or make normal procreation outlawed. Wasn't there a movie with Sylvester Stallone, Judge Dredd,
where they that was great. That's where we got fined for swearing all the time.
That
was classic.
And then, and they had ended. They made normal procreation illegal.
Yeah, I remember.
They put on these like things on their helmets or whatever, or over their eyes or something.
Well, you know, if they can do it, if they can try, if they can get away with it, let's put it that way, they'll do it.
It's so crazy. So crazy. I'm glad Steve.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I said, hold on for the ride.
It's getting so weird. So, and eventually they'll take away the normal bonding that takes place between children and parents.
And you know, and that's also part of the sociopath, too, because they have no empathy. They start losing that attachment for compassion. You know, they're training them to be sociopaths, if you ask me.
And you made a link about that on Facebook.
Yeah, I sent you a really good documentary on sociopaths.
Oh, is that?
Because my ex-handler was one. I mean, I've been around them. Man, they're unbelievable.
You,
I mean, they can look you right in the eye, and you just like, they lie, and they're so good at it, you'll never know. You will never know. I did, but obviously, you know, there's a difference, but.
We see a lot of people like that on the media now, don't we?
Oh, yeah. That's what they're made of. That's what most people are made of, and that's why I look at people in society right now, and I'm glad I have a close, kind of like a closed circle of friends, because I don't want any newbies. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I can't deal with that because they're all working out their own garbage, and you know, some of it might be psychological from childhood, another life, maybe their marriages or whatever, and they have no freaking clue what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
When you come where I've been with all these programs and all these projects that are black, I'm like, I can't even relate to half the stuff they're saying, and I'm not about to sit there and describe it. So I just kind of do my own thing. But you should watch out for some of these people out there, in my opinion, that are like that, because I'm seeing more and more of them, just regular Joes out in public that are getting kind of sketchy. So,
Now in your new book, are you covering any of the subjects that we just talked about?
It's psychological operations. Excuse me. It's also a lot to do with the advanced sciences department that the UFO community doesn't talk about, but some of the things that I know about from my own experience. Yeah, it'll be a very, very interesting book. It should be out in about a month.
And I'll what's let it you called know. Again? What's
I called? Haven't given the title out yet.
It doesn't I'm
have going, a, slopes. It has one, I just don't talk about it.
Oh.
I'm not telling anything about it until it's live, and then I'll send the copies out.
Oh, okay.
Because people steal. I've had people copying my work, and word for word, and I have had it.
Really?
So I'm waiting until it's officially live. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm not here to give people free information so they go, oh, that's a good title. Let me use it. Let me use this. No, thanks. That's it. Done.
Wow, that's
they want it. It's going to be copywritten, and so you know.
So you don't have to go through.
Just tired of it. I'm tired of it. Like, people, right? Work for it. The thing is, what I see, it's really easy to get on the internet and copy and paste and steal people's work. Those of us who roll up our sleeves and actually have knowledge and put it out there, we get our work ripped off all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sick of it, quite honestly. I'm freaking tired of it. Mm-hmm. The whole idea behind these, you know, obviously the social media, I mean, they're the best data miners I've ever seen, stealing intellectual property.
And how many?
That's where they get half of their shows for Hollywood, you know, all these cool shows that are coming out. Where do you think they're getting their ideas from? Data mining. That's where.
How many books have you written now?
I think I've got like 6 or 7.
No kidding. That's a lot.
It's really not that much considering how many years have gone by, but I don't just rush when I put my books out, you know. So I write when I feel guided to write, and then I just put it out there.
That's really cool.
I like them. I'm happy with them. If I'm happy with them, that's all that counts.
Yeah. You know? That's very, very, it's good. So have you ever considered, well, since we don't know exactly what the topic of your next book is, you
it's may psychological be doing operations, but it's okay. Also has a lot to do with advanced technologies in the space program.
Are you gonna? Have you considered doing something about the New World Order?
What do you want me to do?
I've
disclosed all the data I know.
Have you?
I've been on the front lines of disclosing this technology. Disclosing the technology I've been involved in since 2004.
Do you think that they're still doing this kind of electronic mind control on people?
Oh, yeah. They're just full speed ahead. People aren't aware or they're not plugged in. People who are plugged in count your blessings, but you're still being affected on a psychological scale. Hmm. You have the exterior sense around going for most people right now. It's a visual thing on the exterior level. Mm-hmm. It's also signal related to whatever you're interconnected with on regular computers and also what televisions, whatever people watch. So they're already plugged in and calibrated, but they're not to the level of digitized. They're not being digitized or interconnected with the artificial intelligence like where I was. So
is the radical left, are they being affected by this?
I think they're just a mess to begin with, but I will tell you that the people in the people that are higher ups who are connected to the far left are definitely involved in deploying this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. Even my ex-handler had connections in those areas, so I know that damn well. So yeah, you're going to deal with people who are in these departments that are literally going to be starting to gaslight and gangstalk people using that technology. The problem we're running into is that, you know, most people won't know what's going on with their, you know, if they get hit with this type of a technology, they'll have a psychological break or whatever. But you're seeing the gaslighting going on regular mainstream media. You're seeing it right now. It's right in your face. So driving a signal into somebody's brain remotely isn't going to, you know, why would they stop now, right? They're going to keep pushing this until President Trump addresses it and regulates it and puts the brakes on these people. And I think that's going to happen. I do.
What's the end game purpose of that, Solaris?
It's mass mind control, from what I understand from my own experience. And also, well, it can create Manchurian candidates. It can create alters in personality, synthetic alters. It's been used for recruitment. It's used on so many different levels. But it's also used to destroy a target. In other words, totally destroying the person at the personality level, at the psyche, damaging the DNA, damaging your brainwave activity. It can cause a lot of problems and also be a remote kill shot. So it goes unlimited. The technology can be unlimited depending on what they're doing.
Who benefits from that?
Well, the people who are in charge of those technologies are the ones that are going to benefit in the long run. It would be the higher-ups and what I would consider the 1% type.
Mm-hmm. So people like yourself.
Those are the only people that would benefit. People who are you know, just the regular Joes or people who are hardworking Americans will not benefit from this technology. And also, if they're trying to upgrade their own personnel, well, yeah, those people will benefit. But it's a temporary benefit because, from my own experience, it can only upgrade for so long, and then the body starts to decline because it's a foreign signal. It's not compatible with the bioelectric field. And once they start to weaponize things, the body starts to break down. You start getting toxicity. You start getting health issues. I mean, I can just go by my own personal experience with some of the stuff I've been through. So, it's 15 years, right?
What's that? Why were you targeted, do you think?
I think I fit the profile for what they wanted to run me through insofar as the tests, some of the things that they were doing with the synthetic telepathy and SciSpy, and a lot of other things because I was able to decode some of that technology, possible recruitment. There were a lot of different avenues around it. But as I started to really get a taste of it, I disclosed it to such a degree that it just kind of, I don't want to say I burned my bridge, they burned their bridge with me, but I did testify against it, and there's no going back after that, so.
Thanks, yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah.
So the left, the radical left that will not tolerate discussion, that does mm-hmm. the chanting and the yelling, are they getting this signal driven into their brain? Is that what's causing this weird behavior?
I don't know what kind of signal they're using on them, but I would say that it's just more like social engineering. Mm-hmm. It's possible that they've been indoctrinated into some kind of a program using a brainwave activity or signal interface, but not to the level of hearing a communication live feed real time like where I've been with synthetic telepathy. Now, if you sit there and you talk to each one of these people one-on-one and ask them, do you hear things? You know, do you, not voices, but do you hear communication? Then we'll know for sure what they're dealing with, because if that's the case, then yeah, then they're being indoctrinated and they don't understand.
Do you think the fake news media, just their broadcasts, are enough to put people in this psychopathic kind of mindset?
I think the transmission can affect them on a psychological scale. And I don't know about all of you, but I'm pretty sure that if you turn on mainstream news, I can't listen to it for more than maybe a few minutes and I have to turn it off. Like if I'm out somewhere, I just can't be around it. I don't want to hear their toxicity. And to me, it's very offensive on an energetic scale, on a transmission scale. So I would say that there's probably something subliminal going on in there besides their ignorant spew that's mm-hmm. happening, where it's actually inciting people. Mm-hmm. And also the information they're sharing is inciting the mass collective. Look what they're sharing. It's all about hate. You know, they're the ones that told everybody President Trump was that he was a racist and he's this and he's that. And they keep saying it. That's brainwave entrainment. They constantly tell everybody that he's this and he's this and he's this. And people who are weak are going to believe him. That's a form of mind control. That's so different. When you're sitting in a room in a chair and somebody's trying to just say 24 hours a day what this person is. They're turning the mass collective against him. It's unbelievable to watch. And the beauty of it is we have record of this. This isn't like we can just say it and all of a sudden, well, prove it. We can prove it, man, because they've left a virtual imprint everywhere. I mean, look at the television, look at the YouTube channels. It's everywhere. All their lies are captured in time capsules. That's the beauty of it. We've got them. If people ever want to go after them 10 years, 20 years from now, we've got them.
I think that's interesting, Mark, because I feel sometimes that's maybe why I don't keep up on it as well as you guys do, because that negative, like she just talked about, I get sick of it. I look at it and I just, jeez, I can't handle it anymore. I just max.
Yep, it's true, isn't it? Yeah. Enjoy life while you're here. That's my motto. I do try. Really, I do.
You know, this Rachel Maddow, she breaks down and she cries a lot. Have you noticed that?
You know, I saw that footage everybody was making fun of, and I just looked, she looked like she was stoned to me. I don't know. Her eyes were glassy. Uh-huh. I couldn't see the tears, but everybody else could. Huh. But I don't care for her at all anyway. She's a nasty thing.
Yeah, but she's one of the ones that's continually, you know, on the left. And but she has these breakdowns right on TV.
Sounds like she's psychologically damaged. You know, people like that are really just a mess. I guess it's for entertainment, you know. I guess that they're entertaining to watch to some of these people. But to me, they're just a nuisance. I don't want to look at people like that 24 hours a day. I would never pay somebody a big salary like that. I can't believe these people are making money. It's amazing.
It'll be interesting to see what continues to happen. But I do think that there's a proportion of our population that is somehow entrained or brainwashed mm-hmm. by this fake news media. And I don't know why they can't see that it's fake.
I don't know. You have to look at their whole profiles. You know, you have to look and see, are they on medications? Are they smoking dope? Are they on psychedelics? I mean, really, you have to look at these people. How do they live their lives? We don't know these people that turn on to regular mainstream. What do they do 24 hours a day? What do they do for a living? I don't know what their educational level is. So it all factors in to some degree. And I would say that if people are constantly being, nothing against people. I know there are a lot of people who legalize marijuana now and everybody's real happy. I don't like it. And I can tell you, it just puts you in a space of control. I don't care, bottom line. So it's going to be one of those things where people are going to get high and then they're going to get complacent and then they'll be, you know, exposed to that kind of a program. So,
isn't there a kind of a weaponized marijuana that's extremely powerful now?
I think if once they start working with their chemicals and overlaying all these chemicals onto the pot, yeah, it's going to get all nasty.
Because Alex has talked about that, Alex Jones a lot. He's... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes well, like I said, you know, I know a lot of people like it, and I get that. But I will say one thing. Since it was legalized in this state where I am, the people here have gotten really weird. Really? We brought in a lot of crappy, low-life trash here. A lot of drug addicts, a lot of gateway drugs are coming here now. Mm-hmm. A lot of bad people are here now. Mm-hmm. So it has its ups and it has its downs. And if you don't smoke, if you're not one of those people that gets high, and you're around it all the time, and you're around people who are altered in their consciousness, and everybody's groovy and happy and smiling, it's because they're stoned. Yeah, life is good when you're high. Yeah, it is. Sober up, and then see how pretty it looks, right? Seriously.
What were you saying?
Sorry, but it's true.
No, it's definitely stronger nowadays than back in the 70s and 80s, where, you know, ditch weed would, you know, these people, it's way stronger today.
Oh, yeah, and they have, I mean, I don't know the whole thing behind it, but yeah. definitely.
And there's a huge opiate epidemic. People are addicted to, like, heroin.
Huge. Huge.
Well, and you have to ask yourself, what are they trying to escape to? Because anytime you're doing drugs to that level, you're escaping trauma, you're escaping your life, you're escaping something that you're not happy with most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now they call it recreational, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see it recreational. To me, recreation is working out or training or doing something healthy, right? That's right. To me is recreation. Since when does it become doing drugs for recreation? I don't get that at all. And I know for people who like to do drugs, sorry, but hey, you know,
I've
seen it.
I know.
I've watched people I've known for years ruin their lives due to drugs. I do not like drugs at all.
One thing it does is it ages people really intensely that I've noticed.
It also makes them very paranoid and psychotic.
Does it?
After a while, because it changes your brain chemistry, not for the better.
No.
So after a while, they seem like they're good and they're groovy and they're happy. We'll take their pot away and see how happy they get 24 to 48 hours later when they're flipping out.
Very interesting.
What little trips they go on.
Very, very interesting.
You know, it's a fix. It's an addiction, just like anything else. I think society is addicted. They're addicted to iPhones. They're addicted to whatever it is that, you know, turns them on or, you know, sets their energy into this euphoric high.
Do you think the left is that one of the reasons why they're chanting and yelling all the time? Do you think a lot of them are using drugs?
Oh yeah. You know, I hate to say it. That sounds like I'm cataloging them, but I would like to do a drug test on the far left and see how many of them are actually doing drugs. I bet you it would be pretty high.
Wow. I hadn't thought
of that. My own intuition on that, because you can see it.
And if you listen to the chants, no border, no wall, no USA at all, to me that sounds like, you know, traitorous.
It's definitely treason-oriented. And as I've probably mentioned to you, they probably don't even realize what they're saying. But at the same time, you know, take responsibility for your own stuff and your own actions and really think about what you're saying, you know. I mean, there are times that we have really deep discussions, but I know what I'm talking about. So these other people are just out there ranting, and then they're and like you said, it's a chant. It sounds like the Lord of the Flies kind of thing, where they're just acting very tribal, but kind of just... I can't even describe them. I mean, there's just something way wrong with their whole mentality. They're not even defending or protecting any one idea. It's just coming from left field.
I've never finished Orwell's, what is it, 1983? What was the name?
1984.
I could never finish that book. It was just too depressing. I would get so depressed.
Well,
but
you
know, it does.
Don't watch
like
THX 1138. That's even more disgusting.
What's it called?
THX 1138.
Is that THX?
It's a film.
It's a film. Can you get it?
You
on
should
YouTube?
Watch it.
YouTube?
Yeah, you'll find it on YouTube. Yeah, it was George Lucas's first film. I touch on it all the time because
it's
so
first
on the
film?
Money.
That's
it's
huge.
Kind of, it was. I think it was kind of like a cult film, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, I always thought it was very disturbing to watch. But after I've been through that warfare program with all the psychotronics and everything they used, it's so real. It's so right on. The only thing they didn't incorporate was the internal signal. They were using it external. You know, they were showing people the television. They're in this little jail room with a partner, and they have to watch all this bad stuff 24 hours a day, bad television. Well, when you're hit with psychotronic signals, it's 24 hours a day in your head. You're not crazy, but you're being interfaced with an AI technology that literally sends you pictures and all sorts of crap. That it's very, very disturbing.
Were you actually getting pictures in your mind?
I was getting all kinds of stuff, yeah. That was the psychotronic part.
And they're driving.
I also did some remote viewing with it, but there's a damaging side to this technology, no doubt. It's weaponized. That's why I turned them in, Mark. This is why I went after these people.
There's two or three people that have, more than that even, that have come out now that have had these kind of experiences, right? I mean, you're not the only
I think a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork now. In 2004, when I was inducted, nobody knew about it because it was hidden, cloaked behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
DC signed off on it in 2004, so nobody knew about it. 2006, I testified. Nobody knew about it because we really weren't, not many people were on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards, my documentary, my first initial testimony was put on YouTube, where it was taken down because it was escalating so fast and I was getting so many people triggered that we took it down to de-escalate the situation. But the bottom line is, nobody was really talking about half the stuff that I started communicating and decoding until later on. I think 2012, they started coming out of the woodwork. We had a bunch of people saying that they're super soldiers from some space program 30 and back, which they're full of crap. Not buying any of that. That's snake oil. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. I've been through these warfare programs. I know how they function, and I'm not buying the crap. I think people smelled money in the UFO community, and now everybody and their mother has all these contacts. And let me tell you something. It's not pretty. When you can interface with this technology, it's weaponized. In other words, it's ugly. And all of these people are like in their little Disney worlds. And that's why you can tell that they're full of it, because, man, it ain't pretty. And you don't come out smiling. You really don't. So
Well, that's interesting. You think it is related to the UFO community?
Well, I think that a lot of people who are into that community are susceptible to being programmed. Now, as I put the information out there with synthetic telepathy and psychotronic weapons and all these other covert technologies, I've noticed that the UFO community kind of hitched a ride, and all of a sudden they're saying that they're having ET contact and this and that. Well, I can't say they are or they aren't, but I will tell you that the people I've been able to profile when I was over at Stargates of the Cosmos are lying sacks of crap, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mention their names. Mm-hmm. There are quite a few over there who I know were liars. I didn't say a word, but I'm done with the whole scenery, and I'm done with the painted ponies and the people there wanting and smelling money and taking information and spinning it out of control so that it becomes watered down and worthless. You know, when I put the information out, it was because I wanted to make sure people weren't getting extracted out of their homes and inducted into these hellacious projects, right? Mm-hmm. Then other people start undermining my work and running with it. Well, don't get me started, but it really does make me angry. And if people want to, you know, you can read my books. Either Remote came out in 2012. Mm-hmm. So that covers everything. My God, that's an incredible book. If people read the book, Either Remote, Black Operations, and Areas Beyond 52, it's mind-blowing. It was way before all this stuff was even popular now. So, and of course, my case was ignored.
It is weird the way that super soldier thing erupted.
Oh, well, it erupted, all right. Yeah, like I said, that's why.
And it was kind of, I was very skeptical about a lot of that.
Well, you can tell, yes, let's put it this way. It took me an awful lot to earn a black belt, okay? You have people out there who come in there and say, oh, I was this, and I'm this warrior off planet, and I'm, really? Do you know how to take a hit? Do you know what it's like to get a flash knockdown? You know, I look at these people and like, at least I can, you know, I can be a super soldier because of my background, and my martial arts instruction, and my weapons. But I can tell you, these people are full of themselves, man. You don't just plug yourself in like the Matrix and all of a sudden you're some superhero. It doesn't work that way. It's hard work. Whatever you do, it is hard work. It
takes a lot of years.
Yes. Look at the guys who are in the military. How do you think they feel when they come back from hard work, working in the military, you know, putting their lives on the line, and some little jackass comes out of the woodwork, says, I'm a super soldier. I'm a 30 and back. And I'm like, really? I would take them through a psychological program and see if they're really telling the truth. And chances are they might have been hacked and might have had screen memories associated with some kind of a mind hack. Or they haven't been anywhere. It's like Total Recall, where they were just indoctrinated into a lie, and maybe they're there as disinformation agents. I mean, I don't discount that at all. That's going on quite a bit.
Yeah.
Don't get me started, Mark. You can shut me up anytime, because you know that when you start me, I go from 0 to 90. And
that's okay, though. I don't mind it. But what I think they're ultimately wanting to do, one of the things I think they want to do, the elite, the global elite, is they want to be able to totally dictate what reality is.
They want to define your parameters. Well, they can do that through the neural interface. That's what I'm telling you. You are a multidimensional being, and your states of consciousness go to higher levels when you're meditating or your affirmations or you're praying. But the idea behind them is that when they do a neural interface, they can literally dissect you on a level where they're controlling and manipulating your brainwave activity. So if you pray, you might get a feedback program that slams your energy field and prevents you from ascending to higher level of consciousness. That's all about containing you with the signal. And this is what I mean by the future. I believe that's really the agenda, is to control and manipulate the brain to such a degree that people aren't able to ascend in consciousness mm-hmm. with their prayers or affirmations or whatever spiritual lifestyle they have. So that is something that's extremely concerning. And of course, it's a violation mm-hmm. of your free will, as I talk about quite often. We don't want that, okay? We need to be unlimited in our consciousness. And if we fall, we fall. If we rise, we rise. You know, that's up to us, right? We don't need people trying to corral our thoughts. And you're seeing this with mainstream media, and you're seeing this with the censorship, where they're sitting there trying to tell everybody how to think and how to walk and how to talk and how to act. Do you realize that when I was remotely controlled and brain hacked in 2004, they were able to manipulate my hands?
Really?
I have hand signals to this day from Mossbach. I'm not kidding you. Because of the neural mapping that they were doing and the animation program that they were running on me, I'm telling you, anything is possible. It's unlimited. And when they get their hands with that technology and these organizations on other people, it's going to be a mess.
I never understood why Rush, that rock band, was associated with this. It seems bizarre.
It's for surveilling. Most of the time it's for surveilling. It's for their communication system and for protection, because the system itself works in synthetic telepathy, light feed, real time. The way Michael was using it was for surveilling. It was also for communication system interconnected with PERT. It works beautifully. And even the other guys, they can interconnect with a signal and they can all hear light feed real time. You don't need headsets. You don't need radio waves. You don't need radios. You don't need anything. You just need to be plugged into the technology. It's the interface. It works. It's excellent. It's an excellent system, but they also use it for recruitment. They can use it for other things more nefarious, mind control, entertainment, a lot of other things that get a little nasty. So, yeah, no, they're definitely involved.
Do you think any other bands are are now doing what Rush was doing with this live signal.
I think they have access to it. I'm not sure to what degree they're utilizing it. I think that the new administration is probably going to be looking at a lot of these organizations out in California.
Hmm.
I do know that there are certain high-profile people like you two and like Madonna and like some other people who I'm not saying are deploying it personally, but probably have friends who have access to this stuff. So you have to watch and look and see. Mm-hmm. And also you have to look and see the type of people that attend their concerts, and also if anybody has actually come forward saying that they had some kind of an episode. Hmm. Because that's a real red flag right there. You know, you have somebody like me who's really normal, healthy, and grounded, who has no history of mental illness, who has no history of hearing voices, and gets targeted in their home. That's a big deal. And also, you know, I have MRIs before the induction that are perfectly healthy, and I have signals and analysis scans that are done that showed exactly what these jackasses were doing. So this is an imaginary technology. This is real stuff. And you're seeing it more and more, like I said. But the industry itself is corrupted to such a degree. The whole idea behind the mainstream, like with Google and all these other organizations, with Facebook and Zuckerberg, he has access to this technology as well. I'm sure of it. There's no doubt in my mind. And in my opinion, I still say to this day, I bet he's been interconnected.
Have you ever seen Zuckerberg's eyes?
Yeah, we've talked about that before. You know, he looks like a little programmed unit to me.
Yeah, is something not right there. Uh-huh. Even Bezos, Jeff Bezos, or the guy from Amazon.
We've talked about him looking like Dr. Evil before, but yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You have that kind of money. Think about it. They're so rich that they have to entertain themselves at everybody else's expense. There's nothing that they get slapped on the wrist for. They can do just about anything.
Yeah,
they can pay anybody off. They're unlimited with what they can do. I'm not kidding you. This sounds like a fantasy, but it's not. These guys can get away with anything. I watched it happen when I testified in 2006.
Wow.
They can get away with anything, even murder.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
And I think that's the swamp that Trump is faced with.
He's facing a huge snake pit.
Yeah.
It's unlimited. It's just like the snake pit from hell. And he's sitting there trying to cut their heads off as fast as they're coming up.
And it's
I've never seen anything like it in my life. I feel sorry for him. I do. But he's a very powerful being. He's very strong. It takes a lot of strength to go head-to-head with those people. They are evil beyond words. And they have access to technology that is phenomenal. You're talking DARPA on steroids.
Wow. It's not just the government either. It's big corporations, it's all over.
The independent corporations, I mean, the corporations like even what Mossbach had out there in Ashkelon, that's a powerful organization. It was a small organization when I was inducted. Now it's huge. It's contracted everywhere in the Middle East. And a lot of it has to do with what happened to me.
Wow.
It's completely expanded its tentacles. So
the swamp he has to clean up is huge beyond belief.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll see how he does. I hope he does do well. And, you know, like I said before, I feel sorry for him that people are so uneducated that they're attacking him with such ignorance, because it really is about ignorance. If they were educated, they wouldn't be attacking him the way they are. I can't tell people how to think. I'm not here to push my, information on people. I can give you information if you have digested properly. That's great. I don't even know if people are capable of processing information now, Mark. It seems like they're so brain dead. I don't even know if it makes sense to them. Maybe it's just like Homer Simpson, where it goes in one ear and it leaves in outer space someplace else. I have no freaking idea what's going on with these people. All I can do is count my blessings that I could still walk and talk, because, man, I don't want to wind up a vegetable. No freaking way.
I don't either.
And they are the walking dead.
Okay, I think we're out of time, Solaris. Okay, it's been a lot of fun, as always.
See you later. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks for having me on. Okay. Thanks. All right.